Welcome back, guys, to Bora Bola. We are finally here in the first Premier League match after weeks and weeks and weeks. And as usual, we have together with us Chinna and the amazing Ankil. And yeah, it's very nice to have you guys back once again. Thank you guys for being with us in the first season. So, Ankil, I'm giving it back to you. What are the matches that we're going to see today?
Okay, welcome back, guys. You know, after a very long time, we are back with the Premier League, and this week's matches, game week one, started with a bang. Okay, fun fact, no teams drew, so basically it's either the teams won or lost.
Yeah, it's 3 points or 0 points.
Exactly. Yeah.
So with all said and done, okay, the first match we're going to be talking about today is Brentford against Arsenal, the curtain opening match. 2-0. Thoughts, guys? Chinna?
Opening match? Okay, no opening match is entertaining, like, without a drama. Yeah, at least, like, you know, a big club's losing to a promo... Oh, not a big club, sorry.
Oh, Chinna! Chinna! No.
Promoted team winning matches. It's good to see. Last season, we saw Liverpool versus Leeds, a promoted team also.
Yeah.
They had a good match, 4-3. I saw the match, entertaining match. This one also was good, you know. Brentford played very good, actually. Yeah, right, Padre?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Tina. Both of us was watching. And what a physical match, you know. This championship club, they really showed, like, who's the boss to a big club. So we can really see the intensity of the game in Brentford play. They really, you can see the fans crying over there. I don't know whether
you saw the old man, you know, because this team has been promoted after what, 74 years, so it's no joke. And you know, to come in and to beat a big six team, okay, guys, the traditional big six team, okay, no offense to any Arsenal fans out there, but I don't see you guys improving anytime soon. Please get rid of your bloody manager and then probably some light. And you know, guys, according to what I heard of today, they're planning to dump Aubameyang.
Aubameyang and Lacazette is actually they're not coming to training, and also, like, I don't know, this is just like, you know, they're saying that they're not well and all, you know, they ruled out for the game against Chelsea also next week. So I feel like we saw, like, you know, they're trying to leave the club, even though he's getting paid 300k a week for nothing, you know, doing nothing, Aubameyang. Now we can see that now he's decline, you know, like his form is dipping, you know, he's not really doing anything. So talking about the players, let's talk about the managers.
Yeah, so, exactly. Especially the Brentford manager.
You guys got to give it for the Brentford manager. My God, that guy looks like a model. That Danny
came to win.
Oh, no, yeah. Not even captain, guys. He looked really good. And, you know, he managed to prove himself against Arteta, you know.
In the first match.
Yeah, it's not easy for this newly promoted team. But normally, the mentality that these teams will have is that, you know, we are coming to the Premier League, so we're going to go all out and fight. Remember, this is exactly what happened in the 2019-2020 season when Norwich came up and they gave a tough fight for Liverpool. They just continued. You remember, guys, when they were all saying that Timo Pukki is going to win the Golden Boot and all. And then he just straight up declined after 6 games and all. So, you know, that kind of mentality, and it's quite good to see, lah, guys. So, I think with that, actually, we can proceed to the next match, lah, which will be no other than Liverpool against Norwich. You never walk alone, boys. 3 goals.
You never walk alone.
We just back the win, lah. We just back the win, you know. Without Henderson, without Thiago. Padre, your thoughts on this?
I would say hands off to the front line, and also especially Tsimikas. He had a shaky moment towards the last minute, but we all know that this is Premier League we're talking about, and not everyone can play full 90 minutes. But he showed his level best, and I'm happy. I would say overall I'm happy with the performance. Yeah, I just keep this consistent.
Until at least Robo comes back. He did get shelling from James Milner and Van Dijk, you know, at certain points of the game for, you know, cheaply giving away the ball. But
exactly.
What can you expect? You know, he never played a full 90 minutes in the Premier League. But as of, you know, in terms of him being offensive, I was quite surprised because
I
didn't expect him to play so good. And, you know, even to come back and cover Van Dijk, because Van Dijk wasn't stretching himself. You know, he was just, you know, trying to get into the correct positions and just intercept the ball. So, yeah, overall, it was a good win. But I feel that probably, you know, Keita and Chamberlain could have done more. Because I feel that this season will be their last. You know, this is like a do or die season for them. If they're not going to prove, then probably Liverpool will get rid of them.
Chamberlain, I felt he played good, but Keita, he wasn't.
He did have the most tackles on the pitch, but I want to see more creativity from him.
For that number.
Exactly. You know, it's a very historic number for us. So I really hope to see him more in action soon. And you guys can't forget that one particular part where when Liverpool was 3-0 up, you know, Elliot came in and then this Firmino and Salah were just backheeling to each other and just playing like they were having fun. And then Elliot was like, come on, what's going on here? You know, he felt so blur. You know, Chinna, do you remember seeing that? He was so blurred.
Yeah. Actually, I remember. I'm not gonna talk much about this match, lah, because I give two Liverpool fans the honors to do the review, lah. Because opening match some more, right? So you guys do the honors, lah.
Yeah, but you know we can't just keep praising Liverpool. Come on, lah. Norwich, they put up one hell of a fight. For one half, they had more possession than us. And that is,
and then you can't forget Ankel. You can't forget the Alisson save. Norwich actually.
Yeah, exactly. he just turned god. He just turned into a god in just a couple of seconds. Just full of minor saves. And you know what he said in the interview, right? You know, I wasn't needed to score today. So he did his job basically keeping the clean sheet. Lah.
Exactly. You know, maybe Liverpool have a chance to win the title, you know.
This is just the first match.
This is the first match, but
let's see. Like, oh, come on, lah. Come on.
You know, and speaking of, you know, winning trophies, you know, Chelsea against Crystal Palace, 3-0, you know, a solid win. And what a free kick by Alonso.
Yeah, left-footed.
You don't see a left foot scoring free kicks every day except Messi, you know. So it's
Actually, I thought, you know, when he was stepped up to take the free kick, I was like, you know, 60% sure that this guy is going to score that because this guy is so good at taking free kicks, actually. About the match now. So the match started quite slow. Chelsea started slow the match, and then as the match progressed and like to the 13th minute, 14th minute, Chelsea started to gain possession. They started to create chances after chances, you know. But then of course we struggled to score because of lack of good finishes, you know, in our front line.
You mean the Turbo Timo?
Yes. Actually, this match I actually realized how useless he was. I normally I won't say this kind of things, you know, because he actually makes some good runs and all, but this match he was actually useless, lah. So that's why they were so desperate for a new striker and they bought Lukaku.
You got it. You know, probably he's gonna come in the next game. So
yeah, against Arsenal.
I think honestly, in my point of view, it's gonna be a walkover game for him. But you know, Arsenal has the habit of disappointing, you know, the Blues all the time.
Yeah. Arsenal, Arteta somehow. He managed to win the games against Chelsea, you know. So, yeah, and also Arsenal fans are actually pissed at Chelsea, you know, because of Arteta won the FA Cup last year. That's why he's still in the job, you know. So Arsenal fans are actually pissed at Chelsea for this.
If you ask me, in my point of view, it's kind of a waste, lah. I mean, he hasn't been able to deliver anything. Come on, losing to Brentford, and you know, it's like. It's not the Arsenal that we know, lah, guys. Even when Wenger was still in, I didn't see, you know, such a decline in their club, right, Padre?
He brought in good talents and he used them very well, but they just need a good manager. They just need a good manager and then a good, well-known manager. You know, someone that players can actually trust and come in.
Yeah,
you get what I mean or not?
Now you see Conte is they don't have a job. Conte, he used to coach Chelsea. He brought them from 10th place to win the league. So he can do the same thing with Arsenal.
Because Arsenal need to sign not players that want to resign, you know. They need to sign
players.
They want players for passion. They need players for passion.
Because
London is blue, guys. London is blue.
For now, London is blue.
And
you know, talking about, you know, blues and reds, what about Manchester United, guys? The best Leeds 5-1. What
the number one?
Pogboom and Bruno Fernandes.
They ran the show for Man United.
Did the magic show and won everyone's heart, man. It was one of the best matches I've ever seen from two midfielders of that class, you know. So I would say as a Liverpool fan, I'm sad, but as a football fan, I'm very, very happy for the win, for 5-1 win.
Yeah. And I heard someone had Fernandes in their FPL team.
This uncle has.
Hello. And yet I didn't captain him. My
thank God, you know.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God.
But yeah, you know, come on. I didn't expect Bruno. No one expected Bruno Fernandes to just come and bang 3 goals like that. And yeah, no one obviously expected Pogba, because when he goes to play for France, he shows his true power, his abilities, his potential. And when he goes back to Man U, he's just like square one again. He doesn't know how to kick a ball. But look at him now. You know, he just paired up with Bruno and they just trash Leeds. Not to mention that, you know, Leeds is such a weak team. You know, they actually put up one hell of a fight.
Yeah, true. It's just that they are very weak when it comes to defending and also attacking. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, their defense was like, I'm sorry to use this word, but shit, you know. Their defense was like shit. It's like when Chinna and I were watching the match and we were like so disappointed at the way how Leeds was defending, you know. But for a club at that level who put up a good fight in the first match of the Premier League class season, I was actually kind of disappointed.
Actually,
for the first 45 minutes, things seemed under control because it was just 1-1. And then I got a notification. Okay, you know, it's 2-1 or something like that. And then I just turned the TV and then I saw it's 3-1. I was like, what's happening?
And the next minute, 4-1.
And then... And you know, I was like, wow, I just saw the game for a couple of minutes and then I was just like, I was stunned. I was like, wow, okay, you know, this is without Sancho. This is without Sancho
exactly,
and all.
Exactly.
You know, and they could pull off this kind of thing, you know, without even Cavani. So I was wondering like, oh my, you know, now with Sancho in their team, you know, the things that they are capable of producing, you know, the plays and, you know, I'm quite stunned and, you know, let's just see what happens, lah. But at this point, you know, if Ole doesn't win anything, I seriously don't know what to say. You know, this season, he has to win.
He has to win. Yeah, he has to win. They have invested in good players, you know, Varane, Sancho, and also, I think they got only 2 players, right?
Yeah. For now, lah.
Okay, what a way to bring Varane in, you know, to introduce him to the club. Wow.
Yeah. That was good. That was a good unveil, actually, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know, with the fans, you know, we can feel the atmosphere and all. It's just beautiful to see, lah, guys.
Football is back.
So beautiful. Talking about beautiful. Next match.
Uncle, please do the honors.
Beautiful football. Let's talk about, you know, the defending champions. You know, trying to play beautiful football without Kevin De Bruyne bringing in the 100 million signing in the first match and bottling it against a Harry Kane team without Harry Kane for the, what, guys, 4th or 5th time.
Yeah, exactly.
A Harry Kane team. Not, I didn't say it. It was Pep is the one who said it, without Harry Kane. My God.
I mean, like, no. He dropped a masterclass up.
Very big masterclass.
Nobody expected him. Like, come on, he's like his first match against the champions. Okay.
Exactly.
The champions. And then just look what happened. Like, oh my God, I was just so stunned to see. And you guys got to give it to Son. Like, what a goal that was.
Oh,
like,
the left footed. Drive. Wow.
Even though he doesn't have a weak foot, it's still considered a weak foot, la, for him.
Yeah.
Because he's
a right footer.
you guys remember, right, the moment when he took the shot, I actually said it's not going in, and the moment it went in, we were literally silent. When we were streaming, we were just silent for 1 minute. It was just,
yeah,
just complete silence. Like, yeah, all of us were done, you know. So with that, let me share a fun fact lah before proceeding. You guys know that the City's lineup is the most expensive lineup in the history of football, costing around 550 million, and their bench separately is 350 million, guys.
No way. No,
wow,
no,
wow,
no.
Wow, 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 wow.
Okay.
So what is your take on this, Adrian and Chinna?
You know, yesterday, Chinna was telling me, I'm not sure Chinna or Ankil, they were telling me about money cannot buy wins, you know. It is Ferguson told that money can buy players, but money cannot buy trophies, and money cannot buy players. Yeah. So it's a good lesson for MC. They should know that
they cannot overspend.
Yeah, but you guys know, right? I mean, people are saying that this is Pep's masterclass as well to get Harry Kane on the team.
Oh, really? I think there's just some useless reasons, lah. But I would say it's a good match for Nunes. His name is Nunes, right?
No, I don't know.
So it's a good match for him. But I have a feeling that another one or two seasons is going to make that Tottenham team into a Portuguese FC.
full of Portugal players. I'm very sure.
Yeah,
you know, no, outside Cristiano Ronaldo, so Harry Kane replacement, you guys see.
that will be seriously, that will be something to talk about in another podcast. But said and done, we should never put aside Manchester City, because remember, Parre, we were the league leaders previous season until Christmas, and then when we went downhill. So you know, we can never literally four losses, and you know, still come on top winning. So I does Manchester City have big matches, any upcoming big matches, Chinna?
I think they have with Chelsea. I don't know match it, what, but they have against Chelsea. I think
Liverpool's third match is Chelsea.
Yeah, Liverpool
will be facing them soon. The following match will be City against Norwich, and then City against Arsenal. My God, it's just
okay. Oh my God. Okay, let's not talk about that now.
The only ones who will be able to put a fight will be, I guess, the fourth match from now. That'll be Leicester against City. You know.
It's gonna be a good match.
Yeah,
so that one for our next game week, game week 3, game week 4. So for now, it's a wrap from me, Chinna,
and Padre.
Signing out, Uncle. Ciao.